The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol is turning its attention today on the state officials who protected the integrity of the 2020 election. Lawmakers are laying out how Donald Trump tried to pressure local election officials from states like Georgia and Arizona to overturn his loss. Arizona's Republican Speaker of the State House, Rusty Bowers, is testifying today. He told the committee that he refused to comply with demands from the Trump campaign.
And it is a tenet of my faith that the Constitution is divinely inspired. And so for me to do that because somebody just asked me to is foreign to my very being. I will not do it.
Domenico Montanaro is here with the latest. He is NPR's senior political editor and correspondent. And Domenico, I think it's worth pointing out here that Bowers is a conservative Republican who voted for Trump, wanted him to win. But as we heard today, he just wouldn't do what the former president wanted him to.
Well, I think that's one of the broader takeaways, actually, of these multiple days of hearings, is that the people we've all heard from are not Democrats. They're not liberals, aside from people who are on the committee asking the questions. The people testifying are all Republicans, people that were trying to reelect President Trump, people who wanted him to be reelected, state officials who were longtime Republicans who just didn't bow to the pressure and then were essentially outcast from the mainstream of the Republican Party, but these, for conservatives to dismiss all of those voices, they have to think that the conspiracy runs pretty deep.
You know, one of those voices later today will be the top election official from Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, Secretary of State, another Republican who received this now infamous phone call just days before the January 6th attack. Here's Trump pressuring Raffensperger to find votes that just didn't exist.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Domenico, what will the committee want to know about this call?
Well, they're probably going to want to hear in more detail about the kind of threats Raffensperger faced, how he felt in that moment, why he decided not to give in. And by the way, Raffensperger comes in with some wind at his back, having just won his primary after facing a Trump-backed candidate in Congressman Jody Heiss and dispatched of him fairly easily. So I think you're going to find him to be somebody who's a clairvoyant voice, somebody who's very clear in how they felt and what kind of pressure they were feeling. And we know that the pressure campaign, we found out today and have heard through other reporting, that the pressure campaign was widespread, from speeches by President Trump to tweets, multi-million dollar ad campaigns, protests at people's houses, doxing personal information of elected officials in key states as they were pressuring, as allies of President Trump were pressuring them to assemble the legislatures in key places, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, and the like, and to try to get slates of electors thrown out, people who had voted for now President Joe Biden, and replace them with Trump electors, which these officials all told people aligned with the president then that this was illegal and that they could not do that in good conscience.
Well, and just very briefly, Domenico, I note that one of the key Democrats on the panel, Benny Thompson, made the point that those efforts to subvert the elections are actually ongoing, and he pointed to the recent primary in New Mexico.
Yeah, we've seen that in New Mexico, where the county official who had initially declined to certify election results that had happened there, and he was somebody who had been at the Capitol, on the Capitol grounds on January 6th. I think there are more and more of these election deniers, people aligned with President Trump who either believe or are pushing these election lies, who are trying to get into places of power to control the levers of how voting mechanisms work in states. And that is
Domenico
a real threat
Montanaro,
to democracy.
I got to leave it right there. Thank you so much.
You got it.